From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Sons and Daughters of Italy on January the 7th honor two public figures with the organization's Positive Image Award, honoring Italian Americans who are active in their communities. This year's awards went to Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer and Theodore Philly, who for many years operated the Claverick Food Market. John Florio Jr., a former president of the organization, was posthumously honored with a plaque as well. Past recipients include Representative John Faso, Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica, and Columbia Green Community College President James Champion. Philly said he was honored to have received the award and spoke about his hard-working mother, a cook at the former Yorkshire Farms restaurant in Claverick. Philly said, and I quote, "She was my foundation, and any time I had a problem, I talked to her. I had a strong Italian heritage," end quote. Earning the award resonated with Stuttermeyer, who said she worked all her life to be a positive role model for children. Stuttermeyer said her students will be proud of her because she is proud of their accomplishments. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that on January 8th, Central Hudson Gas and Electric customers set a single-day record for natural gas usage on January 5th and January 6th amid the frigid temperatures, the utility said on January the 8th. Central Hudson said the customers in its 8th county coverage area used 137,498 cubic feet, or MCF, of natural gas on January the 5th, breaking the previous record set on February the 13th, 2016. A day later, January 6th, Central Hudson customers used 141,183 MCF, the utility said. Because increased gas usage translates into higher bills for customers, Central Hudson suggests people lower thermostats by a few degrees when no one is home, insulate ducts and hot water pipes where they run through uninsulated areas, add attic insulation, keep radiators and heating ducts clear of furniture, and seal air leaks with weather stripping and caulk. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State and local officials are calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to extend the deadline to recertify pistol permits as the cutoff gets closer. The SAFE Act requires recertification of pistol permits every 5 years. People who receive a pistol permit before January 15, 2013 have until January 31st to recertify. Several Republican state lawmakers from Western New York, all staunch opponents of the SAFE Act, have called on the governor to extend the deadline, arguing it would provide local officials the appropriate amount of time needed to process recertifications. Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner said, and I quote, "An extension would absolutely help," end quote. Tanner and other members of the State County Clerks Association have a meeting scheduled with Cuomo's staff on Thursday to discuss the possibility of extending the deadline. The county clerk's office handles pistol permit certifications for Columbia County, while Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley's office handles pistol certifications for Greene County. Seeley did not return multiple calls for comment on Monday. Programmer's note, Tanner is a WGXC programmer. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW, The Cat. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced January the 8th, $20.5 million in funding for 29 airport projects statewide under the Aviation Capital Grant Program. Nearly $250,000 of those funds are earmarked for the Columbia County Airport for the demolition of farm structures and obstructions. The state-funded program supports strategic investments at public-use airports across New York to ensure safety, modernize aviation-related facilities, leverage private investment, and sustain and create well-paying aeronautical-related jobs, according to the press release. Cuomo announced the availability of the funding in March 2017, which was included in the $21.1 billion five-year state transportation plan. Read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 34 degrees. A Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of freezing rain before 4 a.m. Then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. And on Thursday, a chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. Thursday night, rain with a temperature low around 45. The sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:40 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 9th day of January, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.